to get a big picture of just how the disease forms and progresses in dogs, Fossum has helped to create the Texas Veterinary Cancer Registry, a database of treatment information. We want to get the word out to dog owners that this service is available, and it can help their pet and quite possibly their next door neighbor one day, she adds. There is no charge to register your dog, and we encourage pet owners to do this. The information we get can be very useful in treatments for dogs. People may not know it, but it costs $3 billion or more for a drug to be created and tested in many research studies before it is available to the public. With more information, we believe it's possible to cut those drug development costs. Cancer is no stranger to dogs. In fact, about one in every four dogs will eventually get it, and some types of dogs often get bone cancer, she adds. Larger dogs are more likely to develop certain cancers, but any dog can suffer from the disease, she notes. Treatments, as in humans, can be very expensive, with costs of $5,000 to $10,000. But it's possible that some cases can be free if people will agree to put their pet in a research study. Also, by getting more information on dogs that suffer from cancer, we can learn better ways to fight the disease. Hopefully, one day, the costs will go down dramatically, Fossum says.